Welcome back to Cool Science Radio. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with John Wells. Our next guest this morning is Paul Sutter, an astrophysicist and the chief scientist at the COSI, the Center for Science and Industry in Columbus, Ohio. You may remember Paul, who joined us this past December to talk about his new book, Your Place in the Universe, Understanding Our Big Messy Existence. We're pleased to have Paul back to talk about the photo taken of the black hole M87, which is found within the constellation Virgo, and it's the first picture ever of a black hole. Paul Sutter, welcome back to Cool Science Radio.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
Well, it's great to have you, and boy, was it complicated how it came together. It wasn't just that someone went out and took a photo of the black hole. This was five continents, eight different telescopes, bringing data, an incredible amount of data, and an algorithm written by a very young MIT student, Katie Bauman, and her team to bring this image together as one. Can you explain how it all came together?
Yeah, like you mentioned, it's not just a little photograph taken with your smartphone. Taking pictures of stuff in space is generally hard, and especially when they're very, very small and very, very far away. And in astronomy, if you want to take a picture of something small, you need a very, very wide telescope. And in order to do this, to take this picture, we needed a telescope as wide as the planet Earth itself. Obviously, we can't build a single instrument that big. So instead, what the Event Horizon Telescope team did was network together a bunch of individual telescopes scattered around the globe and synchronize them so that they were all working together, in effect, giving them a virtual telescope the size of the planet Earth. And on top of that, this black hole, the material surrounding it, is very, very dim. It's very, very far away. So you have to stare at it for an incredibly long time in order to collect enough light to make the image, hence the immense volume of data and the tremendous challenges in synchronizing all the data together and producing this wonderful image.
And it's an incredible image. I was looking online at future.com, and they did some estimating of the mass and trying to figure out how big it was relative to our solar system. And our solar system, according to them, would fit inside this black hole. I mean, that's how large the reach of this black hole is.
Yeah, it's a big one. There's a bunch of small black holes in our universe, and there are a few really, really big ones. The big ones tend to hang out in the centers of galaxies, as is the case here. And these kinds of black holes are called supermassive black holes, which is a fantastic name. And once you're up there of millions or billions of times more massive than the sun, then the event horizon, the boundary of the black hole, could swallow our entire solar system.
Yeah, they estimated 2.98 million Earths lined up in a row to span the length of M87. So it's just incredibly, incredibly large.
That's big. That's big.
Paul, some of the interesting stories were the stories about the separate telescopes themselves and how they had to, it was so complex and complicated to get them to sync up with the others and to get them adapted to their specific environment. I'm thinking about the one in Greenland, and then also to set them up so for this specific task. What's a story that you know that struck you as interesting?
Yeah, when it comes to synchronizing these telescopes, it's not just a matter of hitting record on all of them and letting them go, because each specific telescope is different, has different characteristics, different sensitivities, different little nuances. Each one is sitting under a different part of the Earth's atmosphere that is constantly shifting and wiggling around. And so it's very, very tricky to ensure that each instrument, when you're looking at this pile of data coming out of each instrument, that it all lines up correctly, that you're handling each instrument correctly, and that you're synchronizing them, not just in time, but also synchronizing them to make sure that the final image you put out is the actual correct image, because there's a billion and a half ways to do it wrong.
And Paul, any idea of how much storage was required to take this data on a daily basis and be able to aggregate this image?
I don't know about the daily basis, but I believe the total amount of data collected in these observing runs was somewhere around 5 petabytes, which is just a lot.
Paul, could you tell us briefly about Katie Bauman's involvement? And I think it's been really interesting to look at her, and also I think it's Margaret Hamilton that did a lot of the computation for Apollo 11, and kind of drawing these parallels between these two young women who had a very key role in making this historic event happen.
Right. So Katie Bauman's work was as a programmer, a computer scientist, where you have all these data from all these instruments. Now you need to get them to play nice. And there are established techniques for these kinds of instruments that have been used before, but this was an especially challenging case because of the extreme remoteness of the instruments, because of the extreme volume. And so adapting those kinds of algorithms, adapting those techniques to actually get it to work and to work reliably and to work to give you an accurate image was a very, very challenging task.
I want to mention to our listeners that Paul was with us the end of December, I think, on the last show of 2018, and we were talking about your book, Your Place in the Universe, Understanding Our Big, Messy Existence. We love that book, so everybody go out and take, you know, if you want to listen to the podcast of that conversation and see if you can grab Paul's book. How's it selling, Paul?
I have no idea, and I really don't want to know.
Okay.
Well, Paul Sutter, Chief Scientist at COSY, thank you so much for joining us and giving us this update on the first photograph ever taken of a black hole. Or I should say, not taken, but put together. I don't know. How do you say it? The first photograph
captured,
of the black hole.
Captured.
There we go. All right. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you so much.